Chapter 40. Skyrim was lost. Between stopping to eat, napping and composing heroic ballads about himself, the young hare had wandered willy-nilly through Mossflower and missed all trace of his friends. But he was not unduly bothered. Anything was better than skivvying at Redwall on a restricted diet. He rambled on, holding a lively conversation with himself.
Lost! Oh, come off it, old sport! A chap of my perfect qualities is never lost, what? I'll wager anything that pretty soon I'll hear Sagak shouting, "It's time for lunch!" That stripe-headed baritone pal of mine has a voice like a blooming bushel of bullfrogs. Let's the whole world know when he's hungry. Not like me, of course. The tiniest whisper is all I jolly well give when it's time for the old nosebag. Not one to yell about scoff, never was.
He caught sight of the pond with a loud whoop.
What ho! Fresh, clean, cool water. Just the thing for a growing hare. Hope there's some of those flippin' tasty little water shrimp whizzing about in there, what?
Skyrim crouched in the shallows, making the most outrageous guzzling noises as he sucked up lake water. He belched and wiggled both footpaws.
Capital stuff, water. Fills the old tum, drives away the drought and cools off one's weary paws. Not as tasty as strawberry fizz, but it'll do at a pinch, hey, what?
Glancing down at the shaded surface, he saw the reflections of Kerda, Vorto and Riggan standing behind him. Catching sight of a flashing sabre blade, Skyrim went into quick action. Grabbing his window pole, he did a straightforward roll into the lake. Twisting about, he came up, almost waist-deep, facing them with his weapon at the ready.
Bounders! What did your mother tell you about sneaking up upon a body, eh? Jolly bad form, if you ask me.
Kerda grinned out through clenched teeth.
Get him out, Vorto.
The rat guard waded in, thrusting with his spear. Skyrim countered with his metal-hooked window pole, landing Vorto a thwack on one ear, which set his head ringing. Kerda shoved Riggan forward.
Don't stand there, help Vorto.
Skyrim knew he was in trouble. The only advantage he had was the water at his back. Vorto and Riggan moved apart, getting on either side and outflanking their quarry. The young hare swung his pole left and right, beating off the menace of the spears, which were shorter than his weapon. Kerda stood on the bank waiting, knowing he could not keep his defence up for any length of time. After a while, Skyrim began to flag. The pole fell lower until it was splashing the water at each stroke.